Blog Talk Radio.
Fake cheerleader, bitch, you want a nigga like me to beware, huh? I'ma show you this folks right now, you bitch, you. Take the braids out of here, yellow. I'm a tramp from the river, down his body and chuck y'all, leaving a note around his neck, reading bad ass yellow boy. Oh, he wants love, ain't that cold, y'all? Mystical, who's a hoe? Mystical, I'm a free and I don't give a fuck. And I know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth. When the cash money comes, I'm from the three, and I don't give a fuck. For the record, what's the deal? It's the fella with the chuck. I'm back up on the scene with a tool like the Viper. It is so much more, I think I'm straighter than a sniper. Mystical, your bitch, are you ready for the drama? Show your whore and people, don't run, I'll kill mama. If I catch you with your draw down, I'ma do ya. Once upon a time, I'm up the roof, give me the cruiser. Now I'ma drag him from the river, dump his body and chuck y'all, leaving a note around his neck, reading bad ass yellow boy. Oh, he wants some, ain't that cold, y'all? Mystical, mystical. I'm from the three and I don't give a fuck. And I know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the U and the third wall. I'm a diggity jack of all trades, don't make me so sad. You're fucking hit, I'm a queen, don't need none king, I'm mini lust, mini trade. I'm gonna get you run up in, I'm ready to unwrap your braids, gay blade. Now what you want to do, my nuts? You can't see me because you wanted to battle. Now you just get mad, you ain't bought no B1 Doc shell. Don't make me bust your rubber brace, the left, the upper, come the roundhouse, I step bolo. Let go of my church, your hoe, blood's up on my polo. I'm a dragon from the river, down the side, and just y'all, even a note around his neck. Green, bad and yellow boy. Oh, he wants some, ain't that cold, y'all? Mystical, use a hoe, mystical. I'm a three and I don't give a fuck. And I know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money clown. Stop playing with me, stop playing with me, bitch, stop playing with me. I'm like the Bee Gees and Gat Totem, but this time it's a bulldog barrel smoking. I hope to catch you, chop you down, tear your ass apart. Grass or the swine, touch down, your brain's on the ground. I got the gas belly backwards, that's what I do up on that ass, your bitch. I'm not an actor, I'm coming up in front of me, don't wanna be. I warned you too many times, so watch the bloody tragedy. I got the title to the bowl, sprinkle up the gold. I spin the pin in the turtleneck polo, cause I don't. Don't care, look what you're saying about me, well, I'm tired of telling you that I'm a donkey nigga, stop playing, I'm a dragon from the river, dump his body and chuck y'all, leaving a note around his neck, he's a badass yellow boy, oh, he wants some, ain't that cold, y'all, mystical, he's a hoe, mystical, I'm a three and I don't give a fuck, and I know you thought I would be back, but you can't keep me down, don't forget about the youth, and I say, well, up in the front room, in that world around the brown table, all you ain't capable, all of a sudden, I had to pop them, I had to pop them. My collar's already respect is what I need. Hollow chips in the clip just to make your ass bleed. It's time to drop the pussy with the braids off, see. I'ma dump his body and chuck y'all, you and LV. I'm comfortable with the cheerleader, not to fuck with me. I told you to keep my fucking name out your fucking mouth. You didn't do it, now it's time to take your ass out. I'ma drag him from the river, dump his body and chuck y'all, leave him all around his neck. We the bad. Badass yellow boy. Oh, he wants some. Now ain't that cold, y'all? Mystical, mystical. I'm from the three and I don't give a fuck. And I know you thought I would be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money. I get slow down and dirty with the 30-30. Because I'm in your neighborhood, plus my nose dirty. I'm in the truck house, so I'm delivering bad luck. As I stand up in with seed, it's too late to duck. I'm like Jim Harbaugh, puffing on a hot Marlboro. I'm strictly with that asshole and coming down your fall. Why did I pass what I keep on and leave your seat? I caught the enemy slipping, getting groceries. I wait behind the mailbox like a old drunkard. As Archie Bunker, comfortable, you bitch, you. You see, I walk by, I fight by, I drive by too. I got the hang of 45 and an AB9 too. I'm a dragon from the river, dump his body and chuck y'all, leaving a note around his neck. He's a badass yellow boy. Oh, he wants some. Now ain't that cold, y'all. Use a hoe. Mystical. Use a hoe. Mystical. I'm from the tree and I don't give a fuck. And I
know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money clown. Stop playing with me, stop playing with me. I know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money clown. Stop playing with me, stop playing with me. Cause I know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money clown. Oh, he wants some. Ain't that cold? You the hoe. You the hoe. Been sick of from the three, and I don't give a fuck. I know you thought I would be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money clown.
Mike Rock.
That man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
The mic drop. Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening? What's happening? It's your boy, Big Mike. We back for another episode of the Big Mike Drop. This is going to be a very special episode, and I just want to kind of put this into a perspective for y'all before we get started. The reason I played the UNLV, Dragon from the River, by UNLV, that was an early Cash Money group before the Hot Boys and Juvenile and all of them. The reason I played that is because that was the song that we played over and over and over. We had the CD on repeat. In 1997, Atlanta, Georgia, Freaknik. That was my first Freaknik. And I think this is a Fire Your History Teacher episode, by the way. But I actually experienced Freaknik. I experienced Freaknik two times. And tonight I want to talk about this recent controversy in regards to the Freaknik 94 documentary that's coming out. Put a one in the chat if you've been to Freaknik. Those in the chat, if you've been to Freaknik, put a one in the chat. If you have not been to Freaknik, put a two in the chat. And if you wish you went to Freaknik, put a three in the chat. And I'll wait for a minute. This is going to be I'm not going to say a throwaway episode, but it's going to be an episode that's going to be copywritten the hell out of. So we're going to get it started. And, you know, look, we're going to make this thing happen tonight. We're going to make this thing happen tonight. All right, we got some people in here. We got Matriarch 2. She's never been to Freaknik. Q, my best friend, saying he wishes he had went to Freaknik. Bro, I wish you had went too. I wish you had gone as well, man. But tonight we're going to be able to. Hey, Rondo said too. I was six. Yeah, man. This is a old nigga episode, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? So let's get a round of applause for the old niggas in the building. I sent this to 5100 CJ on purpose because CJ liked to call me an old ass nigga. Big Mike, you know you're old ass nigga. So yeah, this is an old nigga moment. But this is one of those moments where I can actually sit down and educate y'all before the media apparatus gives you a false vision or a false narrative of what Freaknik really was. So this is a Fire Your History Teacher episode. See, I got my handy shirt on, and you can actually get these shirts if you hit www.tbmdshow.com, tbmdshow.com. We don't have many left. They're almost gone. You know, it's taking me a while to sell them. I bought a shit ton of them. So, you know, if y'all want me to re-up, we're already out of black ones. We're already out of white ones. Those are already gone. But we do have the – no, we're not all out of white ones. We still have a few white ones left. But the other colors, we got brown, which is a nice chocolate brown. It's a beautiful color. We also got the army green. We got red, and we got blue, or what they call royal and cardinal, or cardinal and royal. And, you know, pretty nice shirts, man. Really nice, lightweight designs. Great for your summer outfits. So go ahead and hit the website, man. Hit those, and I'll get those right out to you. I'll get those right out to you. I'm going to slow walk this show tonight. I got time tonight, cuz. I got the phones open as well. Anybody that's been to Freaknik or something of the sort, because it's not just Freaknik, and we're going to learn that tonight. We're going to learn that tonight. It's not just Freaknik. They had Black Beach and Biloxi. They had Daytona Beach for years, where everybody would go to Daytona Beach. They have Miami now for spring break. Panama City for white people. Club La Vila. That shit was popping. I've been there before a couple of times before during the spring break. They used to do the MTV spring break over there. I mean, they got Virginia Beach. You got Bike Week. You got all of these different events that go on. Foot Wash. That's an Alabama thing. Y'all look up Foot Wash. Foot Wash like Freaknik on steroids. And I think they still have Foot Wash, if I'm not mistaken. And this is, what is that, Uniontown, Alabama? Uniontown, Alabama. It's almost like a Woodstock for black folk. Woodstock for black folk. And there'd be some freaking going on out there. So, you know, I'm going to go on and say this now. Put your kids to bed. This is not the show for kids tonight. This is a Freaknik show. The Freaknik show. And we're going to talk Freaknik talk. I actually got the link in the chat if you want to join the Freaknik show. Going to Freaknik and being a Freaknicker is not a requisite for you to join the panel tonight. Not a requisite. Clear up some things, though, because they're getting ready to try to shift and spin this narrative. And, you know, people are making a lot of jokes about it, but this is real shit we're dealing with. And I want to get my experience on record. I want to get my experience on record. Miss Amber said, do not look up foot wash. They ain't ready for it yet, man. Look, man, y'all on the big mic drop, man. We're going to get it popping tonight. We're going to get it popping tonight, man. Look, so for those of you who've never been to Freaknik and you wanted to go to Freaknik, you're going to see some things tonight that's going to make you kick yourself in the ass for never going to Freaknik. For those who didn't want to go, you're going to see some things that are going to kind of make you feel more secure in your position as to why you didn't go. And for those who went, I ain't going to lie, it's just going to be memories. I'm trying to remember, was I in the area where any of these videos were going on? And I'm not talking about the debaucherous videos, because there's a lot of debauchery that goes on at these events. That's what it is. But don't let the other side fool you. There's debauchery where they go too. I've been there, I know. But Woodstock wasn't just music, and it wasn't all that. You know what I'm saying? Music, it was that. It was music. It was drugs. But they always talk about the free love, but you never get a chance to see what kind of free love was really going down during that time. What do you think they meant by free love? I'm going to tell you straight up, Freaknik was not free love. To an extent, it was free love. To an extent, it was free love. It's pretty good. Pretty good. So I'm going to be going to my song, because I'm going to take you down this journey of what Freaknik 1997 was like. In 1997, they say was weaker than 1994, but 1997 went hard. Hard. I've never seen niggas party like that, ever. And I'm from the home of Mardi Gras. Mobile, Alabama. Shout out to Mobile in the building. Everybody from Mobile. Mob Town in the building. So we used to hard party If you can make a Mobile nigga tap out, you could party. You could party. Speaking of Mobile, I do want to, because this is my first broadcast that I've been on my own since this happened. But I do want to wish Greg Austin a speedy recovery. And I want to tell my brother Montrez Slater, rest in peace, brother. Rest in peace. Sad news. So I do want to take just a moment of silence. I'm gonna go away from the screen. I'm gonna go away from the screen for a moment, but I just want to take a moment of silence for Montrez Slater. You're on a big mic drop.
The mic drop.
We're talking about Freaknik. Some of these old hoes is scared. Some of these old hoes scared. And I hate to say it to you. I hate to break it to you, but take it from good old Uncle Mike. My bad, I'm on mute. Y'all didn't hear anything I said. I'll wait. I just want to tell you something. Matter of fact, I'm going to let this man tell you something. This is probably the best rendition of what's going on right now. And I thought this was awesome, man. Y'all enjoy this. Y'all check this out. Here we go. This is what Freaknik, the Freaknik 94 documentary, is doing to the middle-aged Boule niggas. Or niggas, whatever you want to say. This is what this documentary is doing to them. Let's go.
In that movie, you gon' cry like a bitch. In Atlanta, shaking booty while your mama watch the kids. On the roof of a SUV with your auntie. Drinking liquor out of bottle on Ponce de Leon Street. BET, no, they bogus, breaking up a happy home. If your daddy watch it too, in the morning, he'll be gone. He like, Sandra, if I only knew that you did to do, I would never had been their dad, nor married you. It's a bunch of women nervous because they know what they did. They used to get dead, but now they got kids. Who knew that Nunu would end up on Hulu? Getting felt on by two dudes in the front of an HBCU. Freaknik. Mamas and aunts. Freaknik. Drinking liquor, smoking blunts.
Mamas and aunts. Shout out to the mamas and aunts out there. I know y'all aren't going to admit to it. I know y'all aren't going to admit to it. But I may have seen some of y'all over there. I'm going to know. And if any of the outlaws are out here listening, that was my crew, man. We were stationed right at Warner Robins Air Force Base, about 80 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. In my early teen years, or my late teen years, I should say, my early 20s and late teen years. So I guess I was 19 years old when I went to my first Freaknik. I guess it was April 1997. Yeah, so I was 19. I just turned 19 in March. Kid from Alabama, heard about Freaknik. All the older kids, you know, the older kids in the neighborhood, or teenagers, or, you know, grown people in their middle 20s, or, you know, low 20s, early 20s. They all had gone to Freaknik. So we always heard all of these grand stories about the Freaknik. All of these grand stories about the Freaknik. I mean, we were little dudes and talking about nasty shit going on and what was happening. Freaknik has a reputation, and Freaknik did everything that to earn his reputation. It did everything it could to earn that reputation. But there's one thing about it. 98% of what I saw at Freaknik was consensual. And you'll see from some pictures tonight, but 98% was consensual. Man, we got my man Khalil Rivera in the building. What up with you, Lil? Okay, then. Look at the beautiful wedding picture, man. Shout out to my brother Khalil. Look, I'm going to go on and do it early. Call in and tell a Freaknik story, or a story from an event, a college spring break or something like that. that you've experienced. Because everybody hadn't gone to Freaknik, I understand. But you've been somewhere, Nick. You've been to Black Beach. You've been to Daytona. You've been to Miami. You know, you've done it. Some of y'all old motorcycle riding cats then probably been to Sturgis, Myrtle Beach, Panama City. Most of us have been to Panama City, I hope. If you haven't been to Panama City, go visit Panama City Beach. You won't be upset. So you can call in 563-999-3573. Like I said, you're on the Big Mic Drop. We're going to slow walk this tonight. We're going to slow walk this because it's imperative that we get the right story. We get everything in the right perspective because it's getting ready to be all types of shit. It's going to be all types of narratives coming out. And you know it's going to be all types of narratives coming out when you get your boy right here. And let me go ahead and get him pulled up. Let me continue here. Not now.
About this.
All right, let's get that going. So I want to present this first and foremost. Let's just get it out there. Let's just get it out there. This is on Tariq Nasheed's Twitter. This is your boy, Mark LaMoist Hill. And here's Tariq. He said, didn't I tell you that this was the narrative they were going to start running with surrounding that Freaknik documentary? So here we go. Here we go. Mark Lamont Hill. You already know what time it's going to be. Black men run for the hills.
A lot of noise is being made about this Freaknik documentary. A whole bunch of people talking about whose names and faces and voices and bodies are going to show up on this video from the 90s. And most of the conversation is about whether or not women will be exposed on this documentary, whether people's mamas and girlfriends and wives and daughters are going to show up in a...
Yes, your mamas, daughters, wives, girlfriends are going to show up in this documentary if they've been to Freaknik in 94. Just go and mentally prepare yourself for that. Let's go.
Freaknik documentary. And I hear you, but that's the wrong issue. Look, I was outside in the 90s. I've been to Freaknik as an aspiring young journalist covering the story, of course. And when I was there, I saw what was happening.
That means his hand is in some of those frames.
It's not just about women being half naked. It's not about women's hypersexuality. No, Freaknik is about men ogling, men fondling. Freaknik had a lot to do with male hypermasculinity and sexual violence. Freaknik is a rape fest. It is a sexual assault fest. That's not the only thing going on out there. I'm not trying to demonize or pathologize black people. But if we're talking about the worst...
What are you trying to do?
Parts of Freaknik, it wasn't about the actions of women. It was about the disgusting actions of us men. And so when you watch Freaknik, you don't need to be worried about mama, daughter, sister, girlfriend. You need to be worried about brother, son, husband, or yourself, and whether or not you were engaged in some of the worst parts of patriarchal culture, whether you were part of the worst parts of rape culture and misogyny and sexual violence. When we talk about Freaknik and the way we talk about Freaknik, it's a representation of all the problems we have in a society.
So you got whenever you have Mark Lamont Hill speaking with that level of fervor, you already know it's some bullshit. So they're already going to try to spin the Bill Cosby rape culture, you know what I'm saying, narrative. They're going to do that. They're not showing you anything that happened at Woodstock. They're not showing you anything that happened at all of these other events where a bunch of kids and young adults show up and they collide and kicking it. In 1997, true story, and if any outlaws listening, feel free to hit the line or hit the link. True story, 1997. We probably got right past Hapeville. And for those who are from Atlanta, you know where Hapeville is, off of 75, right south of downtown. North of the airport. We cut the car off on I-75, proceeded to get out of the car with the camera, and I'll tell you how we were set up for 1997 Freaknik. That shit was boss. Boss. But we got out of the vehicle, and we just started walking up I-75 because all of the vehicles were stopped. It was people dancing. It was chicks on top of cars. It was niggas on top of cars. People were every damn where. Black people everywhere. No violence. No violence. Nothing but love. And that was my first, very first experience of Freaknik. That was the very first thing that I saw. Once traffic stopped, once we got into the city and traffic stopped, Freaknik was on and popping. It was going on. Taking pictures, getting numbers, talking. I mean, just whatever. It was a lot of picture taking, a lot of videos being taken. A lot of interactions between males and females. 98% positive. 98% positive. And like I said, this is a show that's going to have some copyright strikes. But that's why I played this song. There you go.
I'm not an actor. I'm coming dumping from a big don't wanna be. I want you too many times to watch a bloody tragedy.
Repeat. The whole weekend. Friday morning, Sunday night. No other song played in 1997 besides this song. Who got the trilogy? Any one of my laws out there listening or listens to the replay, I want to know who has the trilogy. Three tapes. One, two, three. Three tapes packed to the brim with footage. Footage. Your mamas and your aunties was probably on some of that footage. I hate to break it to you. They want some of that footage. This shit that he's talking about on the griot, which is Garbo Deluxe, it's trash. Anything Mark Lamont Hill is associated with is trash. It's no better than a tabloid. This whole rape culture and, oh, my God, everybody just came to Freaknik for 10 fucking years to get raped. False. Let me find my damn sound. Let me find my sound.
Game over.
Not that one. That one. False. Fake news. Fake news. It's going to get ugly in some families, man. That's why I like that video with your boy. He was telling the damn truth. It sounds like, if I only knew that you did the do. Some of y'all daddy's going to be pissed off after this documentary come out. I'm going to let you know right now what's going to be wrong with them. Yeah, some of your pops going to be upset. Some of your pops going to be upset. There's going to be some of your aunties.
A motherfucking down.
Trying to explain their position when it came to Freaknik. Man, we got that guy in the building.
Somebody dropped this fool.
Oh, no, not that. My bad, Corman. No, I got to give you the proper. We got the guy. I'm that guy in the building. There we go. Only thing about the Rodecaster, man, you got to go back and forth between the sounds on the board. You only have so many pads you can hit. But I'll say this. I do recommend the Rodecaster Pro for anybody that's doing a podcast. Man, Trill Hands Boxing Team in the building. What's happening with you? All right, I guess I'll ask the question again. If you're in the chat now, and you didn't hear the question the first time because I see there's more people in the chat. First of all, before we go any further, I need everybody to hit the like button. Hit the like button. Let's get the likes up in the show. Let's get the likes up. It's going to be a long haul. It's going to be a long haul tonight. Long haul tonight. All right. So that's Mark Lamont Hill. So keep in mind what he said. Matter of fact, let's just go back. Let's just run it back. Let's just run it back real quick.
A lot of noise is being made about this Freaknik documentary. A whole bunch of people talking about whose names and faces and voices and bodies are going to show up on this video from the 90s. And most of the conversation is about whether or not women will be exposed on this documentary, whether people's mamas and girlfriends and wives and daughters are going to show up in a Freaknik documentary. And I hear you. But that's the wrong issue.
I think the poppers are kicking in.
Look, I was outside in the 90s. I've been to Freaknik as an aspiring young journalist covering the story, of course. And when I was there, I saw what was happening. It's not just about women being half naked. It's not about women's hypersexuality. No, Freaknik is about men ogling, men fondling. Freaknik had a lot to do with male hypermasculinity and sexual violence. Freaknik is a rape fest. It is a sexual assault fest. That's not the only thing going on out there. I'm not trying to demonize or pathologize black people. But if we're talking about the worst parts of Freaknik, it wasn't about the actions of women. It was about the disgusting actions of us men.
All right. I'm going to dismantle this whole argument tonight. This is my point of dismantling right now. This is what we have to break apart with the rest of the evidence I show you. Exactly. What side of Freaknik was he on? Exactly. Put a one in the chat if you've been to Freaknik. If you've been to Freaknik, put a one in the chat. If you've never gone to Freaknik, put a two in the chat. If you wish you would have gone to Freaknik, put a three in the chat. I'm going to let everybody get a piece. Facts. Man, facts is an uncomfortable truth. With Bernard S. in the building. Yeah, he's tapping mighty hard, man. This dude has been trying to create this narrative on black people, especially males, not women. He don't want to hold the women accountable for anything. It's about spending things to harm black males. In which case, growing up, black males probably harmed him. So you never know. Oh, yeah, you were way too young, Lil. You were way too young. In the Freaknik they had last year, or the year before last, right before COVID, that shit was Garbo. Garbo Deluxe. Matter of fact, let me find my sound again. Let me find my sound. Not trying to copy. That shit was trash. Trash. Trash juice. Trash juice. I think 3,000 people showed up at the Lakewood Amphitheater and, you know, twerked or some shit. I don't know what the hell they did. I wish I had pictures. I do have pictures. I'm not bringing pictures out. It's other people in the pictures. I'm not going to do that. But it's already starting to spread. And how are we going to rationalize this as a community? Because a lot of, oh, man, hold on. I got to stop the show. Hold on 1 second. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Sabrina Mass, Miss Texas. Let me bring Sabrina in the building. I didn't even know you were on there. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Miss Texas.
Hello?
Miss Texas, what's happening? What's up?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear me, Mike?
I hear you. What's good with you, man? I ain't heard from you
in a minute. Wait. Hold on. Let me get my phone right, because, you know, if they's acting like it's crazy today, see, that's the devil. Don't want me to come on this show. That's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I hear you. I hear you good.
Okay. Hey, yeah, what's up, Mike? I haven't been on here in such a minute, dude.
Oh, I knew this would bring you out the woodworks. Good to hear you, hear from you, though.
Yeah, you too. You know, it's always good to hear from the good people. You know,
oh, yeah,
I haven't
yeah.
been on here for a while, but I haven't been on in a while, but I'll be trying to keep up with your show.
Well, thank you.
Everything been good.
We're talking about this this Freaknik and this Freaknik documentary
dude.
That's out, man, and it's getting real out here. So I gotta ask.
Yeah, it's getting real. That's all they've been talking about in Mobile. They've been talking about that Freaknik in Mobile, Alabama for 2 weeks now. Like it's something, dude. They've been tripping. I mean, it's all
have
over social media. Hell no, I ain't been to no Freaknik. No, sir, I have never been to the Freaknik. No, in the 90s, I didn't go to the Freaknik. I passed by the Freaknik, but I damn sure wasn't getting involved with that sanctioned stuff. No, I hear the brother over here talking about the men or whatever, you know, because, you know, Mike, I keep it real on the phone line, you know I will. So I hear the brother talking about the dude on the line, Mark, what's his name? The one that was just speaking.
Yeah, Mark LaMoist. Hill. We call him Mark LaMoist.
Yeah.
Hill.
Okay, I heard him talking about the brothers on let me make sure, because I came in on the end. Was he saying it was the dudes that was more at fault or with the freakness?
Hey, look, let me play it again. I ain't got no problem playing it again. Let's go.
A lot of noise is being made about this Freaknik documentary. A whole bunch of people talking about whose names and faces and voices and bodies are going to show up on this video from the 90s. And most of the conversation is about whether or not women will be exposed on this documentary, whether people's mamas and girlfriends and wives and daughters are going to show up in a Freaknik documentary. And I hear...
Absolutely, they're going to show up in a Freaknik documentary.
Yeah. And so what's his point, though? I mean, I'm trying to figure out his point.
I'm going to finish playing it. Let's go.
But that's the wrong issue. I was outside in the 90s. I've been to Freaknik as an aspiring young journalist covering the story, of course. And when I was there, I saw what was happening. It's not just about women being half naked. It's not about women's hypersexuality. No, Freaknik is about men ogling, men fondling. Freaknik had a lot to do with male hypermasculinity and sexual violence. Freaknik is a rape fest. It is a sexual assault fest. That's not the only thing going on out there. I'm not trying to demonize or pathologize black people. But if we're talking about the worst parts of Freaknik, it wasn't about the actions of women. It was about the disgusting actions of us men. And so when you watch Freaknik, you don't need to be worried about mama, daughter, sister, girlfriend. You need to be worried about brother, son, husband, or yourself, and whether or not you were engaged in some of the worst parts of patriarchal culture. Whether you were part of the...
I hate to say it, Sabrina. I was engaged in the first patriarchal culture.
I don't agree with anything that he just said, because I know what we came from that when the Freaknik started in the 90s. Now, we are the part of that real culture that started the Freaknik. You know that, Mike. So I don't agree with anything he said, because, see, Freaknik, everybody that wanted to be involved in Freaknik, first of all, the name itself says Freaknik. What do not somebody know? What do black people not understand about being a freak? I mean, Rick James talked about super freak, freak. We know what a Freaknik is. Freaknik is about being freaky. So if a woman partaking in a Freaknik, how can a man make? No man has made any woman go and indulge in a Freaknik, freak show, freak this. Women want to be freaky, and they was freaky at will. They were not raped. You trying to tell me the police were not accessible to come to the Freaknik if they felt like they were being raped or fondled with?
Well, my question for Mark Lamont Hill is this. If you were a journalist covering everything, how many convictions did you secure with your journalism from all this rape culture that was going on?
That's another subject. If he, as a journalist, since he's so convicted about penalizing the man and this and that, if you were a journalist and you witnessed this
and you felt strong about them being raped or sodomized or you know, done the wrong way, why didn't you call the police? Why didn't you report this freak, Nick? Why didn't you help the women? Why didn't you go and step in and say, nah, brother, you are violating this woman? But you sitting there making an article and recording. So that means he partakes in the freak, Nick, too, because guess what? By law, if it was it was not consensual, he violated the ethics and the law of recording the incident where it could have been potentially a crime. So he is guilty as well, too, if that's what he feels and if that's what he stands on.
I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this, Miss Texas. Here's the deal.
Okay.
The nigga wasn't recording shit.
He was freaking
like
too then.
Recording, and he was at Freak Nick freaking. Like everybody else.
Exactly. And that's my point.
Right.
If he either was there freaking or you were doing a story, and if you were doing a story as a journalist, if you felt it was women being violated and he's standing behind his ethics and his, what, you know, walking with Jesus or whatever he wants to do, why didn't you step in and report it or intervene if you thought a woman or women or whomever were being violated? So that means you were a part of the freak Nick culture as well. Now, another topic I want to say, he just said women and mothers and this and that shouldn't be worried. Hell yeah. They should be. Because I'm sure those women now are, hopefully, they are women of society, of education, and have their own husbands and children and grandchildren at this point. I'm sure that they should be concerned about their bodies being plastered all over the place, because that won't just affect them. It will affect their children and their grandchildren and their husbands. So they should be concerned if they possibly are exposed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a lawsuit going on right now. So you got a group of professionals.
Yeah.
You got a judge. You got like some kind of CEO.
Right.
To put a gag
on the pictures and the videos, right?
Yeah, they want to do that, but I don't know if they're going to be able.
But
to
I don't think they
that.
Can. They can't. Well, I don't think they can do that because that's a part of freedom of press, freedom of. That's just like saying, okay, a judge would not do that. Can I tell you why? Because there was no legal contract in any of this involving this saying, I signed this contract, I participate in this event only if it's private, if it's protected. This was a public event with a public choice to partake in it, no matter what the consequences were. A judge cannot stop anybody from releasing that. He just can't, because it was a part of a free will participation. You know, it's just being a porn star. You know, you're gonna look at your contract, and it's gonna be released to the public unless there's a gag or something in the clause saying, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that. This was a free at will event, just like it is. It's fixing to happen in Montgomery, Alabama, right now, because you know they got a freak nick coming up in Montgomery.
Oh Lord,
you know
this
that, right?
Hold on, is the freak nick still going on?
And I was going to say the freak nick is the same as the foot wash. It's just at a bigger capacity.
Right.
The
foot
wash still goes on in Alabama.
Yeah. Foot wash go hard. For those of you out there that aren't from Alabama, foot wash, I think was it Uniontown, Alabama?
Yeah, and they still have it to this day.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to try to get some dates on that, man. Maybe the big drop will pull up out at the foot wash.
I think you can pull it up on Google.
I'm scared to
I'm
Google
it. I'm sure you
it.
Can put it up on Google.
I'm scared to Google it. I don't want to know what's going to pop up on the phone. But,
I can't agree. Yeah, I'm a woman of integrity and you know, but I will say, to be fair, you know, Mike, I will say this, you know, in the 90s, you know, we were really the originators of the 80s and 90s babies and us in that time. We were originators of a lot of things, from the music to the fashion to, you know, 80s and 90s of the black culture really set the pace for the trend. We were the trendsetters. Still to this day, we're the trendsetters. Michael Jackson, Prince, you know, Rick James, you know what I'm trying to say? So Freaknik was a big thing because it was new. So I don't want to penalize the women that participated, but I do know for a fact, because I was in that age group, it was something that was glorified. It was something that was, that definitely women knew what it was about. They knew what they were getting into, because back then, you know, everybody, you know, the bodies is banging, you know, the fashion was hitting. You know, biker chicks, because, you know, the black biker chicks, that was a big thing, you know, getting with dudes that had bikes, you know, motorcycles. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So everybody, you were there, so everybody knew what it was about, and it was a big freak show. Drinking, partying, freaking.
Big.
They knew what it was about.
Smoking blunts, all that.
All that, and women were not violated, because women free willingly participated. It's just that they didn't think it was gonna come back to surface to haunt. That's why we have to be careful out here about what we participate in.
Hey, hold that thought, because I'm gonna move into some more videos. Okay, so you gonna hang with me tonight? You with us tonight?
Yeah. I'm with you.
All right. Hey, so I got Fuquan Battle in the building and Dallas D in the building. So, man, look, we getting this thing up, man. We got Miss on the line. Hey, so check this out. What we're going to do, hey, hold on. Dallas understands this. She said, wait till the Alabama Foot Wash documentary comes out. Look, I don't even think they let cameras go down up in there, man. You might have to sign a release at Foot Wash. I heard Foot Wash is way worse than any Freaknik ever was.
Oh yeah, that's a real menage a trois stuff going on up in that mug. And ain't no cameras up in there. As a matter of fact, I think Foot Wash, from my understanding, you have to be invited to that stuff, or invoked into it, or some kind of way.
Yeah, I don't think you can just even pull up at Foot Wash. But let the folks tell it, man. We Bammers, we don't know what we doing and all that shit. Yeah, I have to disagree. But hey, I'm gonna do a little music tonight, man. We're gonna do a little music tonight, because what I feel is music plays a big part in this, in the behaviors that went down at Freaknik. So these are the type of songs we were listening to, and I'll go ahead and say, like, this was. Like the song, this was the first time I had gone to the club. We heard this song, but those who aren't from the South aren't really going to understand this show tonight. But I cannot put this show into the proper perspective without introducing you to what they call booty music. Back in the 90s, booty music in the 80s and 90s, especially coming heavy out of Miami, Florida. Coming heavy out of Miami, Florida, with Luke and the Two Live Crew. But this man,
I was gonna say, there go Luke. Hey,
but no,
can I stop you for a second right there, Mike? You know, Luke is about to be in Mobile.
Hold on one sec. Luke is on my shit list right now. But this man actually precedes Luke Skywalker. Luke Skywalker in this game. So this next video, I'm gonna let y'all see, and it's on YouTube. I'm just gonna do fair use. It may not work. Who knows? Yes. But let me get this on. Let me get this going. Y'all are not gonna understand this until you understand where we were coming from before we went to Freaknik. The things that we danced to, the things that we listened to and liked. So here we go, man. This is DJ Uncle Al. This is DJ Uncle Al. This was the jam. Back in the day, and let me start that all the way over. Let's go.
My bass is gonna blow your mind. Come on and watch me sing. Come on and do that thing. Now let me sing. Now let me sing. DJ, that's what it's for.
Happy birthday to CJ in the motherfucking building. Let's go.
Mix up, mix up, mix up, y'all. Mix up, mix up, mix up, y'all. Mix up, mix up, y'all. Swear I'm fine. We boogin'. Shake it on, shake it on, shake it on, y'all. Still a bit no fire. Rollin'. Your booty, rollin', rollin'. All the way down. Here we go, y'all. Don't stop, don't stop. Shake it. Your booty. Pop that booty. Still a bit no stop. Gotta be run one shot. On the mark. We rollin'.
Now let me sing. And don't let me sing.
Here we go. Shake it on, shake it on, shake it on, y'all. Bring it down to the ground. You can hear voice. Uncle Al and I still keep your body rocking. Something like this here. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, y'all. Get hype. Y'all stole it. No stopping first. You shake your body. Your back. Here we go. Cry.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, was listening to that shit. Hey, 5100 CJ. Hold on. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my G. 5100 CJ is in the business. Turning 31
happy
today.
Birthday.
31. You saw no parts of this. CJ. Did you ask your aunties, did they go to Freaknik? I just want to know in the comments. I just want to know in the comments. Look, this brother was right.
In that movie, you gon' cry like a bitch. In Atlanta, shaking booty while your mama watched the kids on the roof of an SUV with your auntie. Drinking liquor out of bottle on St. Leon Street. BET, know they bogus, breaking up a happy home. If your daddy watches too, in the morning he'll be gone. He like Sandra, if I only knew that you did the do. I would...
Sandra, if I only knew that you did the do.
See what I'm saying? Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. And what you just played, it definitely was at that time in our time. But that was really soft porn. What you just played, because don't forget about me so horny. Don't forget about all that now. Don't forget about Luke. Because Luke played some hardcore. He was playing some hardcore freak stuff that we was getting down to. This stuff they doing now is twerking and stuff. They think that's new, child. It was deeper than that back then. We were the originators of the booty shaking.
Hey, Miss Amber Alert says, we used to be sweating our asses off dancing to this booty bass music. Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I just said. We were the originator outside of Africa, the mother nation. We were the original booty shakers. These girls twerking, they think they, baby, that's not nothing new. We was child. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Now, some of these girls nowadays and right now, they really not, they getting them injections. We have for real original booties, around the apple bottom booties.
Yeah.
And it was all natural.
They had ass back in the day.
Okay. There you go.
Hey, you know that shit was hard when it had the siren in there.
Pick it up. That's up. I came to make it.
Hey, so true story. We had a club back in Mobile back in the day. It was a teenage club. It was called the Rump Shakers. Put a one in the chat if you're from Mobile. Went to the Rump Shakers. We went to the Rump Shakers. My very first night getting into the Rump Shaker, I think I got in. I bought me some Now and Laters and a Sprite. But anyway, they started. You know how they have the fog machines and shit? It was like fog machines and like fog and shit coming all over the place. The neon lights jumping. DJ Uncle Al. Oh. God rest his soul. Rest in peace to Uncle Al. DJ Uncle Al and like five thick-ass chicks came out on stage from the basement. They it is like, don't stop. Like, look, that place went crazy. It went
crazy.
Wild. You had to be there. You had to be there. Dallas D, I'm going to send this to you. Dallas D, I'm sending this to you. Oh, see, hey, look. She already know. She already know. Hey, look, we old. We old. The old niggas in here now. We in here.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all going to have to understand one thing. Y'all going to have to understand one thing. Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Mm-mm.
Those things that these younger people are out there talking about, they're doing now, and we don't know. We're your parents. Put this shit on and just watch mama and daddy for about an hour. They're going to start moving.
Yeah.
Why do you think Back That Ass Up was such a hit?
Make all the freaks in the high. Say one thing for me, and that's...
Oh, yeah.
Who love that freak, say one.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to DJ Uncle App. I'm trying to get this screen to go down. I don't know what to do on this situation.
And you know, Mike, you know Uncle Luke gonna be in Mobile performing for Mother's Day in Mobile.
Oh yeah. All them old ass mamas gonna be out there twerking. Don't be mad if mama got her butt cheeks spread open at the Luke concert. That's all I'm saying. Don't be mad if your mama got their spread open at the Luke concert. You're so horny. I just want to provide another frame of reference into this. And Dallas D brought up something real dope about a song. That song on here. Dallas D, we're going to do that song before you go. I'll do that song before you go. Amber Alert says she did go to the Rump Shack, and she met the 69 boys on the way to perform there. Everybody remember
the 69 boys.
Oh, yeah, the Tootsie Roll song. So, listen, young men, young women out here who are about to judge the hell out of your parents after this documentary come out, this is what your parents were listening to. This is what they were listening to. So you can't really blame them. You gotta kinda blame society. Dr. Boyce Watkins and his wife, Alicia, did a show about the five professionals that wanna get Freaknik shut down, the documentary shut down because they got careers and they're making over $1 million a year and I'm a judge and all of that shit, right? But you still have your butt cheeks open on Peachtree Street.
And it show you down to deep in the ATL.
Back in 1994. But Dr. Boyce Watkins and his wife were actually doing a show this morning about Freaknik. And I have to say this in rebuttal to that show. Dr. Boyce, you kept bringing up hip hop as the progenitor of Freaknik, but hip hop was not the progenitor of Freaknik. It was college students that were the progenitors of Freaknik. Freaknik said more about college than it did about hip hop culture. Because guess what? All the college girls was coming from those different colleges to get loose. You know, we just finished studying, dude, and, you know, whatever, and they came out there to get loose. It started out at AU in the 80s. It started out at AU in the 80s. But I want to... Go ahead.
Can I say this, Mike? Not interrupt you. And I would say this, Freaknik, because, you know, I'm from Texas, born and raised. Freaknik was so big, people was going to Atlanta from Texas from Florida to Texas to New York. Everybody was going to Freaknik out from other states. And we didn't even live in Georgia and everybody knew about Freaknik. And that was way before social media. Because don't forget it, they had BET, MTV, and you know, all the artists. That's how we got our information, you know, like the Source magazine and all those. That's how everybody knew about Freaknik. But Freaknik was so big, even if you didn't live in Georgia, everybody from other states was traveling from other states to go to the Freaknik. It was huge. It was huge.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, let me show y'all something. We got even some of the biggest stars, man, at Freaknik right here. So let me get up out of here. I'm a get up out of here. I don't want to do that. There we go. Give me a second. Let me show this. Let me show this to the crowd out here. So who is this, ladies and gentlemen? Who is this? Hey, who that guy right there to the left, right there?
I'm not on the computer. I'm just on the phone.
I know you can't look. That's Kanye West right there at Freaknik. Shout out to Ye at Freaknik getting it.
See?
This woman wasn't a stripper, by the way. This was just a regular chick that was out there.
Doing her freak stuff.
This was just probably some regular chick doing her freaky shit out there. She was not a stripper. Notice, there was no money being exchanged, nothing but video cameras.
Yep, dancing.
So you,
the video
hey, look,
vixen.
Congratulations for going to college and getting your law degree and running for judge. Mm-hmm. But this shit is coming out. Hey, look, you were studying for the bar in 2001, but you were popping that pussy in 1994.
Y'all crazy. Well, it is
you
what it is.
Popping that pussy in 1994.
And speaking of that, that was Luke's song right there. Popping the that was his
oh,
song.
Yeah.
So you ain't you
oh,
not
yeah.
saying nothing that wasn't off the wall. That's a real song by Uncle Luke that was playing at that time that people was popping.
Oh yeah.
So
absolutely.
There it is.
Hey, Miss Texas, I'm gonna give you the last word on this Freaknik tip. Then we're gonna move on and get some more callers. But you got the last word.
What's
your last word?
Yeah. No. Well, my thing is, you know, I don't want it to get off topic. What is this that journalist or whatever it is? It's saying that you know that it's a man's fault. First of all, I'm a female. If it's a man's fault, I'm gonna say it's a man's fault because I have nothing to say. No, it really wasn't anybody's fault. Everybody was just young. Everybody was having fun. It was during that time. It was during that era. Some participated, some didn't participate. Now, honestly, I didn't go to Freaknik because I couldn't get my ass to Atlanta to get to the Freaknik. But if had I been able to, I probably would have participated in the Freaknik too. I mean, because I was young, and it was a thing, and it was a popular thing popping at that time. But I don't think anybody should be penalized for participating back then because it was what it was. You know what I'm saying? However, we do have to keep in mind that what we choose to do or participate in, it damn sure can come back and haunt us. It can, especially in this technology shit, it can come back and get you. But so all I can say is if people was freaking and popping, like you said, popping that pussy and this and that, and they was doing this and that, well, I guess we'd be waiting for it to drop and pop on the TV, on the computer, and then just, matter of fact, if they think they was there, a smart person think you were there and you know you were there and you possibly could. I would sit there and go ahead and tell my husband, you know, baby, you know, I was at the, you know what I'm saying, my children, tell them. I mean, what, you know, it is what it is. I mean, damn, it's not, I mean, okay, it was sexual. Hell, you don't have to be same up. Hell, it's not like you'd be a virgin now. I mean, get over it. I just don't feel like it's just, I think it's just going so far beyond, and if people are intimidated by something, they just shouldn't participate. You shouldn't have been popping it. So yeah. The only thing I can say as a woman, since you was popping it then, keep popping it. And matter of fact, get the video on to do a freak show with your husband right now. Just keep popping it. Just keep popping
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Pop it.
Hey.
That's
well,
all
we,
I got to say
appreciate
about it. Pop it then, pop it now.
We appreciate you for calling into the show. Hey, it's good to have you back, Sabrina.
You too. I'll be dropping in every now and then.
All right, then.
But thank
keep
you for
listening.
Having
keep
me, Mike.
Hey, you're
for
welcome,
sure,
man.
For
we
sure.
got a second. We got Miss Texas in the building, Sabrina Mass. Sabrina Mass comes from our generation, Generation X. And like I said, I think everybody has pretty much a nostalgic view of Freaknik. But what they're going to try to do is use our children and our nieces and nephews to change up how we're looked at in the period of time in which we came about in. That's why a part of why I'm playing the music tonight. The music is a big part of it. The music is a huge part of Freaknik. It's a part that can't be split apart from it. Can't be split apart from it. They kind of coexist. They have to coexist. Without one, there's not the other. But college culture, the college culture of drinking, excessive partying, things like that, that was the driving force behind Freaknik. Music just offered you a nice soundtrack. And when you started drinking enough and the drink kicked in, you know, the music was telling you what to do. It was telling you what to do. Bike week in Florida. Yes, absolutely. Now, Dallas, I got to hear more about this Freaknik one-time situation at Freaknik. I saw it back. I saw it back in the comments. All right. So Dallas D said, I went to Freaknik one time and never again. Dallas, can you put in the comments what year you went to Freaknik? What year were you at Freaknik? And what made you decide not to come back again? So I want to show, this is Freaknik of 96. This is footage from Freaknik of 96. I'm going to take a brief intermission and just let y'all watch this. I want this to soak in. I want the experience to soak in. Put yourself in the Freaknik. Put yourself in the 1998. Even if you're only 2 years old. Some of you were already at Freaknik, I know. I know a lot of you were at Freaknik. Even in utero, y'all were at Freaknik. It was pregnant chicks out there. And I saw some birth canals. Yes, we did. Lord have mercy. All right, look, man, let me go ahead and do this little video here. This is the Freaknik story. This is just a little bit of footage from Freaknik in 1998. Just a little something to set the mood. It's like candles for dinner, right? So here's a little Freaknik 98 footage from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh no, we're here. Hope you're ready for us.
Is there anyone you can send out in front of the Taco Bell? They're just stopping, getting out of their cars and dancing in the street.
Welcome to Atlanta Airport.
Freaknik 98.
Northern.
You know it.
We was locked in the Winnebago for so long, we just wanted to get out and just have fun.
We made it all the way from Dart, Kang University, nigga, what?
And all the girls was outside looking at us and stuff. And we didn't even move to Winnebago. We just left it in the middle of the street, just got out, started dancing with the other girls.
Is there anyone you can send out in front of the Taco Bell? They're just stopping, getting out of their cars and dancing in the street.
My name is Officer B. Burton. I'm an Atlanta police officer. I've been on for 17 and a half years. These people here, see how everyone has gotten out of their cars and just basically just want to do what they want to do.
Excuse me. I have a problem with you out here in the middle of the street. I need you out of the street right now.
You're impeding the flow of traffic. I don't understand what good you're accomplishing.
First day of Freaknik, Friday. We're driving downtown. The traffic's not too bad yet.
What's the best part about Freaknik?
The traffic.
See? People actually like traffic.
As a big car show. And some of the females see that you have a big-time car, maybe they'll talk to you and give you a little chance.
We ride them, man. The young generation, man, we just love to fix our cars up and just cruise, man. Show them off, man. Just having fun.
Hey, I got a choice, man.
Hey, I just came down to Atlanta to visit. Obviously, I chose the wrong weekend. I just wanted to find the underground. How do I get out of this town?
Young man, it is against the law to sit outside of the window of that car. That is called unlawful riding.
All right.
Okay? And I can cite the driver. Have a good day.
That is Hoochie Patrol, Hoochie Alert.
Come on, hold on. Give me one.
No, sometimes you feel more comfortable around your own, you know, your own people. Just like Freaknik, you know, I feel comfortable here, whereas somebody else would just, they were like, oh, my God, I cannot believe you're going there.
Oh, my God, she won't let me pick up.
I'm from North Carolina.
So where are you from? Where?
I'm from North Carolina.
Where?
North Carolina.
What part of
I'm really from Michigan.
No, you got to back up.
Turn around, he got out. Open the door and smack me on the booty. I don't even have anything on me. You just getting numbers. One of them seemed decent. His name was Greg. He seemed really cool. I mean, he was one that I might would call back. I think he was really cool. He was cute, too. He's supposed to call me tonight. We'll see like what club we're going to go to and stuff.
Three tickets about losing yourself. A minute. Only for a minute. Everybody out here is from different places. They don't know nobody. So I'm going to lose myself. She's going to lose herself. And everybody else is going to lose themselves. But just for this week. All right? That's what's only once a year. That's only what's only once a year. So,
I've only been to like three shows. Happens every time. They call us the wrong name. They don't put us in the program. Something happens too often.
Like I said, but the thing is, we're better than that. They may not know who we are before the show, but they'll know after the show.
On at the marquee, right outside the Civic Center, there was a little slit, of course, about the step show. And all the Greek letters of the organizations that are stepping went up, except for Iota Phi Theta.
We're real sensitive to this, you know, because here we are. We're supposed to be, you know, in this organization with the rest of them, and where everybody's represented, and, you know, equal representation at that. And Iota, it always seems like there's always something. Somehow we're getting left out somewhere. You know, it could be off our name, left off a program. Our name might be left off the billboard, as the case back then. But nevertheless, you know, that just gives us more incentive just to go out there and just to represent Iota and push our positiveness and just keep on representing the way we do. That's it. Hey.
It was fun in Winnebago, no matter what. I thought I had a Land Rover or something. They was like, yeah, hey, screaming. I'm feeling that.
Turn around, yo. Hey,
come on, now I'm back home. We ain't having girls climb up on people's cars and taking pictures. So, you know, we was feeling that. Even everyone took pictures of each other, but evidence. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us took pictures for evidence, you know. Because go down there and be like, you ain't do nothing. What? There it is. What? There it is.
What's your name?
Pebbles.
Hey. You about it?
It's like a trophy, you know, Canadian. You know, yeah.
I took this many pictures.
Yeah, this is what I got, you know, a little show thing. Look at who I took a picture with, and they just don't know they had to beg for it.
I know you want to party and hang out with the celebrities. My girl, the Brat. That's right, the BRAT from Chi-Town is doing it tonight with the So-So Def crew at Club Kaya. Be there. I'll see you up in the spot.
shirts on and everything.
Well, we could go with the bass. That is fat.
Had the little clipper section up here in the front. Just trying to make sure we looked it tight. So when we go in there, all the girls would be like, oh, these guys cut. They look all right. They clean cut. They smell good. They could dance.
All right. What do y'all think so far, man? I'm going to be honest. This is an accurate depiction of what Freaknik was mostly like. Now, Dallas D said something that we're gonna discuss, because I'm not gonna sit back and act like historically as a historian. I'm not getting ready to sit back and act like these things did not happen. She said, I went in 1997. We actually witnessed the graping that turned into a beating, but it was just overall too much for me. Without that, it was overwhelming, very overwhelming. And yes, things did happen. Things did happen. Bad things happened to some people. But it overall was not, it didn't mark the overall event. And I'm talking about Freaknik in its entirety. You got to think this event lasted better than a decade. I would say, 12, 13 years. And people came back year after year after year after year. I would really argue that the only reason that Freaknik was shut down was because of traffic. But everybody knew what to expect. Everybody knew what they were in for when they came to Atlanta, Georgia in the spring or whatever year in the 90s. Your mamas was there. Your mamas was there. And my man was telling the truth.
In that movie, you gon' cry like a bitch. In Atlanta, shaking booty while your mama watch the kids. On the roof of a SUV with your auntie. Drinking liquor out of bottle on Ponce de Leon Street. BET, know they bogus, breaking up a happy home. If your daddy watch it too, in the morning he'll be gone. He like Sandra, if I only knew that you did to do, I would never have been their dad nor married you. It's a...
Facts. Facts. People always like to talk about the sexual revolution of the baby boomers. That's always a big topic. A lot of people always kind of, you know, bring that up as a pivot point in time or whatnot, or as a marker in time. But what about the sexual revolution of Generation X? Which is what Freaknik was. And it was some baby boomers at Freaknik too. So be on the lookout for some of your grandmamas. Your grandma might be on there. Born in the 60s at Freaknik in the 90s. Yes. I witnessed that as well. So don't just stop at your mamas, your daddies, uncles, and aunties. You really need to be looking for granddaddies, grandmamas, great uncles, great aunts. A lot of them were there. Yeah, that's really what Atlanta complained about. So if they try to spin it on this video, or Mark Lamont Hill gets on the griot, bullshit. If Mark Lamont Hill gets on the griot, or even if you hear these YouTubers who, I was just too young to go to Freaknik. Okay, you shouldn't be talking about it. You're passing secondhand information. Come to the source. Come to the source. Not trying to be hard about it. Not trying to be an asshole about it. Man, Tommy B, what's happening with you, brother? I saw you in the chat. But Sabrina was in the middle of a thought, so I didn't want to interrupt her. But, yeah, shout out to you. Hey, exactly. Too short, almost 60, and he was at Freaknik. So, yeah, some baby boomers that were at Freaknik as well. Not all just a Generation X party. But let's keep looking at the college students because they kind of do a good job of documenting really what it was like. So you saw the good times. You saw everything that's been going on, the overall vibe. The overall vibe was chill. Like I said, we didn't even have phones that took pictures back then. We didn't have phones that made videos back then. You had to have a camcorder. A camcorder. Or those disposable cameras. And I know that's something that a lot of my younger brothers and sisters aren't going to understand. They don't know anything about the disposable camera. You buy a pack of three. Take you 100 pictures. Take the whole camera to Walgreens or whatever your drugstore was at the time. And you get it developed. And now you got your Freaknik pictures. We had a trilogy. We had videos. If anybody in the Outlaw crew is out there listening, or you listen to the replay, I want to know where that video is, or those videos are, I should say, because it was a three-part series, Freaknik 97, three-part series. Oh, yeah, that Polaroid. You see, the Polaroid is what you took the nasty pictures on. See, I don't know nothing about a Polaroid. That's where you took the original dick pic was on the Polaroid.
I've been watching you, and I think of you.
That song marked 1996, 1997. This song right here, the So-So Def Bass All-Stars.
Now just amazed to see all these black folks together just chilling, having fun. I can't believe that I'm here.
Every day I pray my heart can win.
Hey, see, these lame niggas ain't gonna tell you nothing about this. Mike
every
Rock.
Night.
This song right here was my first tattoo in due time, left arm.
But we stayed late. We stayed real late. All some of us went to Club Kai and chilled out. We met up with the other girls that's down here from North Carolina and everything. It was so packed.
Oh, don't think them white girls weren't down here either. They were here.
In front of the club and on the side streets and everything that we had to walk. So we just started walking down the strip and everything, talking to different girls and experiencing where Freaknik was. So I guess we met a couple of girls from down here somewhere. They was
didn't look like a grope or a grape to me.
Ashing us, doing all type of freaky stuff.
That's the man right there. He didn't have one.
I was sitting with a bagel.
But two. He had two girls.
That nigga named Gator. He's somebody's daddy. That's somebody's father right there. Gator. You still go by the same name.
I don't know what the hell happened. You know, next thing I know, I was taking pictures.
Disposable cameras.
Not saying I did anything, but I was taking.
Look, you ain't going to get nothing but the real truth here at the Big Mike Drop. I just told y'all about the disposable cameras. This is authenticity right here. You got any questions about Freaknik, call your boy.
I was taking pictures. I'm not going to say I did anything, but if I did, of course I'll practice safe sex. Of course I'll practice safe sex if I did, son. Come on now.
So So after we returned to the Winnebago, we found out that somebody tried to break inside Winnebago. They bust our window out. That was the low point of the whole night. You know, that was kind of messed up. You know, we used to be just chilling there.
Niggas in Atlanta steal the sugar out of bread. I repeat. Niggas in Atlanta will steal the sugar out of bread. Think about that.
And somebody tried to break it, so I went to Bago.
A lot of y'all didn't even know bread had sugar.
Our objective is to increase the standards of behavior and the standards of expectations. We want to get the freak out of Freaknik.
I do not see it as a derogatory name. What I have, it, you know, it had, there's a lot of...
You see, you found it, Freaknik, right?
...controversy surrounding it. And I do believe that people really don't know how...
The whole night.
Hold on. Let's go back. What's her name?
...controversy name. What I have, it, you know, it had, there's a lot of controversy.
That's Miss Sharon right there. That's Miss Sharon right there to somebody.
Surrounding it. And I do believe that people really don't know how it started. Freaknik started 16 years ago in Atlanta, Georgia, on the campus of Spelman College. We decided to have a picnic. And so,
man, shout out to Spelman College in the building, man.
So then we had to decide what we were going to name it. At that time, the freak was a dance. You saw it on American Bandstand. You saw it on Soul Train. You saw it in, you know, clubs across the country. And that year, everything we did, again, was centered.
All right, I'm going to call Cap, Miss Sharon. I'm going to call Cap. She said the freak was a dance. But Rick James had a whole song about a person that was a freak. And you just so happened to dance to the song. Don't get light-skinned on me, Miss Sharon. Don't get light-skinned on me.
Turned around. The freak.
That might be Judge Sharon now. You never know.
Two girls from Alabama yesterday, the ones that we transported to jail, they said them just wanted to come and have a good time because it's freak, and you're street meek, and you're supposed to freak. But no, this is Black College Spring Break while the college students get together and have a good time. We're not going to call it that. We have given it a name, and we would love to keep that name.
There's a party in the middle of the street.
I met Gil in 97 at a store in College Park. Really out in the street. Him and he was going with old girl J-O-I at the time. Joy, J-O-I. For those who remember early Dungeon Family, they remember Gil and J-O-I. You remember J-O-I. For those who don't, don't really matter.
Nobody going nowhere. Everybody having fun with their music alive. You know, I just feel like, hey, man, for one weekend, man, we could do that. We live civilized 5 days out of the week and pay taxes just to ride on these streets. And for one weekend, we can have fun. Come on, man.
All right, they putting Stepmaster in there for a reason. Because that was always a big part of Freaknik was the step shows. Which is why I argue that college culture drove Freaknik more so than hip-hop culture. Y'all heard it here first. The big mic drop.
The mic drop.
Yes. Yes, you heard it. You heard it here first. College culture was the driving force behind Freaknik. So please do not let these educated, uppity, boule-ass Negroes tell you anything different. It was them coming to Atlanta to wild out first. It was them that named it Freaknik and tried to convince themselves that the freak was a dance. It is just a dance neek. No, Freaknik is a person. A freak is a person. By the time this started, the freaks come out at night. You remember that song? The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out. You remember that? That was already out. So we already knew that freak was a noun. way before they came up with the name Freaknik. They knew what they were doing. They just didn't expect it to come back. And now it's back. Let's go.
You guys go and you practice. Your dress rooms are upstairs. You got 20 minutes officially. If you can cut it short, it'd be great for me. If not, you know, you got 20 minutes. All right?
We get ready to go ahead for the sound check and everything, you know, to see where the stage is. The exact circumferences of it. Dre, you can be like right here, bro.
Be right here, right?
Yep, you can be like right here.
Right here.
That's fine. Dre, move up. Move up a little bit, y'all. Right here. This is the middle of the stage right
now. Yeah, no, right here.
Right here, yeah.
I'm not going to bore y'all with all of this frat shit, because I'm not going to lie. I'm not a frat boy. I don't know nothing about frats. I don't know nothing about step shows either. But this is a major part of this. Major part of it. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to start seeing, like I said, a lot of the Boule are going to try to start separating themselves from history right now. They're going to try to get separation, which is why you got these women that are trying to get out in front of this. But I'll say this. When you have somebody that's trying to get out in front of it, I'm going to give you the answer to how to expose them. I'm going to give you the answer to how to expose them. But we're going to go past the step show. I don't want to see niggas practice for the step show. We're going back to Big Gil. Let's go.
That's why they call it sweet carbon. Because it's so sweet.
By the way, millions of dollars in T-shirts sold during Freaknik. Millions of dollars. I want to do a deep dive into the economic impact of Freaknik to Atlanta alone. There were no hotel rooms within 50 miles of the city. McDonough, places like that. I'm sure they weren't staying up in North Georgia. So most of this stuff is the south side of Georgia. It wasn't a bunch of black folks going into North Georgia during the 90s. And I'm talking about Forsyth County, Cherokee County, even up in Gwinnett County. We were just starting to get to Lithonia, Decatur, maybe Douglasville at the time. But just not a lot of spread out. This was south side Atlanta, southwest Atlanta. Bankhead, East Point, Decatur, College Park, Buckhead. This is where all of this was taking place at. For those who are familiar with the area.
So the money was sweet, the women were sweet. Elijah Muhammad, Martin Luther King, Ralph David Abernathy, a lot of the civil rights leaders of the late 60s come from this city. So I just think as far as the city being about peace and about love, I think Atlanta is a city that's built on that foundation.
The forefront is my black people, you know what I'm saying? We got black city councilmen, we got a black mayor, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of black people really in the heart of the city of Atlanta. We got four major black colleges, you know what I'm saying? So all these kids are coming from all over the world just to come here to learn. And at the same time, they're mixing and mingling with all other different types of cultures.
That right there lets you know how different Atlanta was back in the 90s. The way people looked at Atlanta in the 90s. If everybody from Alabama that lives in Atlanta actually moved that back to Alabama, you would have multi-metropolises in Alabama. But a lot of people moved to Atlanta for that promise. Black Mecca. That's what Atlanta was in the 1990s. I'm just putting this in perspective for y'all. I'm putting it in perspective for y'all. Something that these other YouTubers can't really do because they were too young to go there. Okay, you were too young to be there. Why are you talking about it? There's nothing wrong with being too young to be somewhere. Look, I was too young to be at the Kennedy assassination. I don't feel no way about that. It just is what it is. I can't really talk about that. But I could talk to you about Freaknik. Let go. Let me get my mouse right. There we go.
This is like the Black America, like a little Black America, and it's just nice to be around. You know, not saying we like to seclude ourselves from other ethnic groups, but sometimes it's just nice to be around your own.
That's one thing I appreciate about Generation X. Generation X, stand up. Because we did appreciate being Black. I don't know what's wrong with you new niggas. Or immigrants, whatever the fuck you are. So that's one thing that we did have in common. That's why Freaknik went the way it went. Because Black folks loved each other. Especially after the crack wars.
People.
I wish it was something like this when I was growing up. Bye. Peace. Hey. I got my daughters with me. Yeah.
We just saw this girl getting her clothes just ripped off. She was getting mauled. It was like a swarm of bees just attacking her all at one time.
All right. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. Because unlike these other YouTubers, I'll present the opposite side of the argument. And I still stand on my square. I don't have to hide information here. Give me all of the information and we'll make sense out of it. Because I don't have a narrative that I'm trying to promote outside of the truth. But those who don't know, you're going to learn. For those who don't know by now about Big Mike, you're going to learn. Khalil said, this might as well be the documentary. Look, bro, I'm going to take this and I'm going to break this down. This is how we research history. This is why I say fire your history teacher. Learn how to do your own research. Come up with your own theory, your own thesis of the narrative. Instead of being fed narratives and talking points. Unlike these other YouTubers, I actually want to see my brothers grow and my sisters grow. Before we go any further, I'm going to stop playing this for right now. And I'm going to play something else right now. Because Dallas D asked for it. Those who don't know about this, you'll soon learn.
Not too fast and not too slow. Pump that phone, come on, let's go, let's go.
Let me know if y'all can hear that.
Oh,
Oh, my bad, y'all. I'm sorry. Let's get it right. Let's get it right. This for Dallas D.
Not too fast and not too slow.
There we go.
Come on, let's go, let's go.
All right, let me see here. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Put a one in the chat if you can hear me. There we go. I hear myself. Can you hear me now? Let me know if you can hear it. All right. Well, look, we just going to keep going there. We're going to keep going. Are we good now? You can hear me now? All right, cool. But let me get back to it. I'm going to tell you what happened. I know exactly what happened. Let's go. All right.
During Freak Meet, we're in camp.
So at this point in time, we're going to go into the bad things that happened at Freak Meet. The bad things that happened at Freaknik. I'm sorry about the audio issues. So my apologies on that. But we're going to talk about the bad parts of this, the dark side of it. Because there was a dark side of this. I'm not trying to dismiss the dark side of this. And I'm not trying to blame victims or anything of that nature. But what we have to understand is that this was the minority percentage of this, of everybody's experience at Freaknik. Everybody that came here didn't experience this. This is the 1% of Freaknik experiences. But let's go.
Females who are... To me, I would, don't like to say inappropriately dressed, but when you dress a certain way and you're dancing in front of the guys and you're in front of the camera and they're taking pictures, it brings on upon things. We all have feelings and we all are affectionate people. We are people. We are human beings. And then we're going to get these feelings and these emotions are going to get to flying high.
Yo, girls out here, they just letting us grab, child. Yo, this is heaven, son. This is heaven. This is heaven. Don't touch it, because they're touching. Don't touch it. They keep on touching
me. If they touch them,
I'm saying, you should come out here like that if you don't expect brothers.
All right. Now, y'all seeing what is going on? These are your mamas and your aunties, your daddies and your uncles. Everybody having a good time. Everybody chilling. It's documented. This is what I like about videos.
Do the things that they do, son. You know what I'm saying, right? I know my girl wouldn't be out here like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a young lady, not dressed the way I think she should be dressed, or if she's revealing too much. There is a time that I will approach her and talk to her and pull her out, especially if the men are acting really, really wild.
They will have no problem showing it all here. It's always a few people that'll, you know, try and push it too far, and they ruin it for everybody else, and the police get pissed off and don't allow anything. Because guys are...
I'm back here. I'm back.
When they want a date, they're, you know, pretty much down here just to meet.
someone go to sleep with, though.
I've seen them rubbing their legs and putting their hands up their dresses, and I just don't think that is appropriate. I really, really don't. I have seen it where females were raped, females were sexually assaulted to a severe point, and where they had to receive lots of medical attention.
Reality-wise, people don't know how to act, for real. Because we already seen a couple of women get felt up. And if it wasn't for the police, you know, anything, somebody could get raped. Maybe more than somebody, a couple of people could.
Yeah.
Y'all ready? Come on.
It started out, there's a great walk around it, downtown Peachtree. It was a couple of girls to the right of us, then they were dancing on top of a car.
Now let me see your bra drop to the ground.
Who mama is that? Go get your mama.
So they were dancing and guys was grabbing them a little bit, but they couldn't reach them. So then we just was just chilling, watching them dancing. So then we turned around and this other girl was dancing with some other guy, some guy that was in the crowd. One girl, she had an all-white dress on, and they had her on stage. She got up there, she just danced a little bit. By the time we turned around, it just got ugly. We just saw this girl, then her clothes just ripped off. She was getting mauled. It was like a swarm of bees just attacking her all at one time. It's 50 guys and one female.
Who daddy is that?
She had scratches all over her, like her shoulder, her back. A lot of the guys were just grabbing her, you know, trying to get their fill. A lot of people had the camcorders. They wanted to see her just be totally nude. And then the cops came over and helped out, but the whole situation, everybody was just standing there watching. Changed my focus. It changed the way I approach females, because before we was like, hey, yo, hey girl, let me talk to you real quick, screaming and like, come over here, let me talk to you, cutie, or whatever. Now I was like, excuse me, may I talk to you? You know, you can put your window down. I'm not gonna try anything. I'm not, you know, I try to make it seem like more calm and more respectful for the female.
You said you just wanted to see some tits in the ass, but it was done the wrong way.
You just wanted to see a black sister get raped.
Just like we had that girl.
Nobody get raped, man.
No, we had that girl. She had a nipple pierced, and she let us see it.
My bad.
All right, I want to add this to the record, right? Is that brothers that saw this shit going on and knew this shit was going on were stepping in back in those days. People were stepping in back in those days. People were speaking up back in those days. I guess that's why I get so much flack today, because I speak up when I see people get violated. Or when people go too far, I speak up. And it's cool. I'll be the unpopular guy. But my principles call for that. They don't call for popularity. But you hear these guys speaking about this, speaking about how it's a problem. And I don't know anybody besides the people that were perpetrating these crimes. I don't know anybody that was for that at the Freaknik. Now, I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me. It didn't happen to me. I witnessed it. At Freaknik. We're at Freaknik. This is 1998. And I will go on record saying that 1998 was wild as hell. Because 1998 was when people were coming from out of town to do shit like rob, steal, sell drugs, pimp their girlfriends out, trafficking sex, things like that. That's what was going on in 98. Now, I'm not saying that they weren't there selling pussy in 97, because they weren't. It was a big prostitution thing going on in 97. Between the strippers and the hookers, the sex was covered at Freaknik, right, for most people. But in 98, a different element started to infiltrate Freaknik. But anyway, we're out on the street. I want to say it was like Marietta Boulevard or something. and, you know, everybody riding up with their cars and, you know, slow. You really can't go over 3 or 4 miles per hour. So if a chick's in a car, 9 times out of 10, they had their windows open. They in there listening to music or drinking or drunk or whatever they're doing. Sunroofs open, people hanging out of sunroofs. Chick with big tits is showing everybody her tits. Real story, true story. She had on like a tube dress or whatever, just she could pull them down and just show everybody. And she had huge boobs, huge boobs. It looked like two missiles. Anyway, the guys are over there touching on her, filling her up. I guess somebody decided they wanted to go up her skirt. Of course, she objected. She objected. And they were kind of hell-bent on having their way with her. They didn't know that the sister had a 50-caliber Desert Eagle in the car with her. So literally, I witnessed this chick get out and pull out this big-ass gun with the triangle barrel. You know what the Desert Eagle does, shit with the triangle barrel. Big 50 cal, that shit's like this long. She cocked that shit, and she put her titties up. I promise you. She got out, bare-chested, cocked the gun, and then put her titties up. And proceeded to regulate on these niggas. Other dudes that were around that didn't know what, you know, they didn't know her, they intervened as well to help get the mother niggas out of there before they got splattered, right? I always saw dudes jumping in situations where women were being, where the crowd was going too far. Not saying that nothing else happened, but that's what I witnessed. That was my experience at Freaknik. It was always brothers, good Samaritans. Y'all would call them simps now in this space. Y'all call them simps. But they stepped up to protect the sisters. Even though the sisters were out there with no clothes on, letting dudes rub on their booty, letting dudes rub on their breasts, take pictures with bare-chested or whatever they were doing, once the sister said no, it didn't go any further. It didn't go any further. This is the real deal. So these conversations that are being documented with these college students, these were real conversations that other groups of dudes who were just there to have fun, take pictures, you know, and freak out with some chicks a little bit. These are the conversations that the regular dudes were having, not the criminal element of Freaknik. There was a criminal element of Freaknik, though. Absolutely.
We locked her in. That's
right.
Not no rapist. That's
a
different shirt
on. I didn't see nobody get raped.
But you were saying,
yeah, I didn't see that.
Women down here that dress like hoes and with the short stuff and all that, you know, I feel like they don't have any respect for themselves. They want that attention. They like that negative attention, and that is not cool. I'm sorry. If you got a mind, you got a brain, you're intelligent, you need to act that way and dress that way. Ain't nothing wrong with having a little fun, coming down to Freaknik and all that stuff. But you ain't got to be acting out with your clothes, showing your butt and all that stuff. That's
but,
not
but,
cool.
But, yeah, as a Freaknik, they bitches and hoes. I don't think that you should do that to a sister.
Most of
I'm saying that.
I can say about that is like, y'all saw what I had on when y'all first met me.
Yeah.
I had on a little shorts, yeah, but that didn't mean I was less intelligent.
Yeah.
That didn't mean I was asking you to grab my ass.
Yeah.
If I was walking around, you know, and I bent over and,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
If you were dressing appropriately, shorts, I don't care how much intelligence you got. I don't see intelligence. I see your naked flesh. Now, I would not grab your body, but there are people that will.
That will, right.
So you should dress appropriately.
All right. Y'all see it right there for those of you who say we didn't stand up for those principles. Y'all see it right there. These are things that have been going on. These are conversations that have been going on, that have been had with our females. But you also got to think this is the living single generation. This is the living single generation of female. Just keep listening.
That statement, because, you know, that's just me. I had a little shirt on. I had a little shorts on. I got it. I can flaunt it.
You heard that. I got it. I can flaunt it. That was the attitude back in those days. We're about to lose the phones here in a minute.
It's kind of like being at a ball game. Once everything gets going and you're walking around naked and you get grabbed, don't come crying at the end and say, oh, well, I didn't know I was going to get raped, or I didn't know I was going to get funneled.
You can't say that, because the sister's walking around down here showing a lot of her body that she is asking to be raped. That is just her saying
that's not what she is
showing her body. She is a beautiful black woman who is taking pride in herself. She has it, so she can show it.
The bottom line is, when females come out here half-dressed, half-naked, they're asking for negative attention.
Let's look at our ancestors. You know, we walked around in Africa naked, and our brothers was not raping our sisters in Africa. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
All right, look, that's 90s education in college. Don't hold it against them.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to respect our black sisters, yo. You know what I'm saying? These are our sisters no matter what. You know what I'm saying? You take all the bitches and hoes, yo. It's your sister, yo.
This is undoubtedly the largest step show we've ever been in.
All right. We're going to get up off of this one. But I think that was a good illustration of what Freaknik was really about in those days. That was the real deal. There we go. Get out of full screen. That was the real deal. Anybody got any questions or concerns about this right now? Any questions or concerns about this? I'll answer any questions about Freaknik right now. Let's see here. Where are we going to go next? We're going to go to the True Life Freaknik. Let's show this. It's a little more hood, a little more ghetto. But this is a accurate illustration of what it was like as well. There was a part of this. Let's go. So this is on Twitter.
All right.
Just a little taste. That's what it was really looking like. April 18th, April 19th, 1997. That's what it was really looking like. We're not going for the false narrative on the Freaknik, fam. We're not going for it. Oh yeah. Y'all remember that? Say what your mama gave you. That was who was that? JT and the Poison Clan. That was Luke Records as well. Luke was the man in the South back in those days. Luke was the man in the South back in those days. Look, I know y'all are going to hear the stories. But before we get out of here, I have to show this one. I have to show these off. So, you know, they'll talk about us, and they'll talk about our Freakniks, and, you know, they'll try to make it seem like we're just a bunch of degenerates and whatever. But what about this nigga here, though? Really happened. Atlanta police officer, look at her, in the cruiser. He's in uniform. that looks like his partner in the front of the car. And y'all don't want to see that. That the angry face covers all that up. But it was nothing under there. Here we go again. Same picture on Twitter. Let's look at the bottom part of it. Let me take this off of there. Can you delete this, please? It's my mom. 11:04 a.m. from Brooklyn, New York. Can you delete this, please? It's my mom. Anybody that's been to Freaknik, these things are floating around. They're floating around. Here's another one. Birth canal pic. And I did what I could do to blur the faces out. Because I do realize these are people's parents. People's brothers, sisters, mothers, daughters, wives. Sandra, if I only knew that you didn't do. That's Sandra, y'all. It's your auntie. But we're not going to put it all off on our sisters. Because need we not forget. Becky and Haley do it too. Becky and Haley did it too. Meemaw done showed that thing to somebody in public. Especially if she likes to ride bikes or likes to go to the beach. Don't be fooled. All women in America have experienced this. Sexual revolutions. This picture came out a few months ago. No, not that one. Where the other one at? Let me send this picture. Hold on. Send this picture over here. That's the one. Let me send that over here now. I want y'all to see this. Do not think because your mama saved that there was no possible way she was out here. Let's look at this picture. Let's look at this one. Freaknik 95, Atlanta, Georgia. Let's look from left to right. Kimberly Elise. Kadada Jones. Trina. And who else besides Yolanda Adams? Freaknik 95. Now, I don't know if Yolanda has confirmed that this is her. All of your parents lived a life before they became who they were. Trill Hands Boxing Team says, hey, Mike, the foot wash is next. Facts, facts. They don't want that. They definitely don't want the foot wash to come out. From what I heard at foot wash, they just got tents. You just go up in that motherfucker. But shout out to Yolanda Adams, man, for the bodysuit. Shout out to Yolanda for the bodysuit. We already know what Trina about. I just had no idea Yolanda had that freak in her, though. I have no idea. Y'all want some more music, man? Kind of feel like I do. I want to see this first, though. Let's see what this is. Oh, we already saw that. We already saw that. What Freaknik really look like with your mamas and aunties licking the ice cream cones, looking at niggas trying to come on over here and take this picture and grab this booty. We already saw Ye out there. We already saw the Atlanta cop that got fired. He lost his job 11 years later, by the way, for that Freaknik picture. 11 years later. Look at this one last guy on here because he's going to say, he said something on Twitter. And like I said, they're trying to create a narrative based off of today's mindset. This is Loverboy, whoever that is on Twitter. But Loverboy says that Let me get that out the way. Loverboy says that y'all finna see y'all mamas being hoes on that Freaknik documentary. Nah, we finna see y'all daddies being rapists. So let's listen
going
to
like
this.
Going like this and drilling him in the chest and in the face. Like this and
I'm trying to get out of the car and walk to a McDonald's to eat.
But we kind of wanted to just see what was going on. Couldn't get
student Stacy Lloyd describes going out with a roommate after getting off a restaurant job. Remember all that Freaknik traffic? She suggests traffic was part of a series of events that led to finding herself someplace she hadn't set out to be and in trouble.
And some guy jumps into the driver's seat of the car. So we start fighting in the car. I'm going like this and drilling him in the chest and in the face with my feet. And so someone opens up the passenger door and pulls me out of the car, and they drag me on the ground. They ripped my skirt, my underwear was ripped. One of my sisters, she had her, she had guys reaching up under her dress, you know, trying to fill and everything. I had my dress ripped off. And my roommate, she had her chest bundled with and everything. And then my other sister, you know, she was fighting, and one guy hit her in the head with a bottle.
I started screaming like, help, help. At this time, they just started attacking us, you know, tearing off my sweater. My friend got behind me because she's smaller than me. So by this point in time, they done pushed us to over here. It seemed like the crowd was getting bigger and bigger. Just full of guys over here thinking a freak show going on, and it's not. I mean, I have bruises in my skin from the marks where the guys...
Right there, that's from what happened.
Right. And the door was locked. The force of the crowd was so that they pushed me through the door. It broke the glass door.
We were so nervous and scared that we couldn't crank up the car. And so the policemen came. Everybody, when they heard the siren, everybody just, like, scattered.
The only thing that saved me from getting raped was a man yelled at police. Heaven sent. I assume.
It was this one guy, and wherever he may be at, may God bless you, because... I mean, he was like, you know, it was just him, and the guy was trying to, like, get him and throw him out the way. He was still in between me and my girlfriends. It was like, you know, y'all calm down. You know, they ain't like that. They ain't like that. Go on somewhere else. And it was like, he must have been an angel.
They would have called him a simp in today's days and time. But do you hear these horror stories? Most of these women are saying that a guy jumped in. Somebody jumped in to help, because that's what being black was about back in those days. We had our fair share of violence. We always had our dangerous aspects, but it wasn't all about being against each other. So we did speak. We did let you get a plate if you came up to the barbecue. We did all that for each other. We did stop women from being violated. I got some other things I'm going to address on this show probably before the weekend is out. And it's kind of in line with this. It's kind of in line with violations and violations of a sexual nature and how that is being pawned off on our race or our culture as African Americans, or whatever you want to call us. I don't personally agree with that term. But these characteristics are being pawned off on our culture. And I think that's furthest from the truth. I think that's the furthest from the truth. That's why I wanted to do this show. To put that into perspective, because I think it's a part of the story that needs to be told, and it's a part of the story that doesn't need to be forgotten and buried under this new narrative of all of this sexual deviance that they're trying to pawn off on our culture. And we're definitely not going to let them college Negroes walk away and act like they weren't the driving force behind this. It was all about step shows. It was all about college life and college kids in spring break. If it wasn't the college that was behind it, then how come it only happened when the colleges went on spring break? It always lined up with that. As far as you judges, lawyers, and career women and people that are worried about this coming out, I'm glad you know better now. But maybe Miss Texas was right. Maybe you need to start getting the family together and sitting down and having a discussion now. Perhaps that's what needs to happen. Stop sharing that. Look, we're going to get up out of here, but before we get up out of here, I got to play Dallas D's song. I got to play Dallas D's song. Which one? Which one are we going to do? Which one are we going to do? I like that one. I like that one. There we go.
That phone, come on.
Can y'all hear that? Y'all probably can't hear that. I got to share it. I'm going to share it. I'm going to go ahead and share this 95 South. A lot of y'all don't remember 95 South. Whoop, there it is. Or Whoop, there it is. Because you had tag team that had Whoop, there it is. W-H-O-M-P. And then you had 95 South that had Hoot. W-H-O-O-T. There it is. For those of you who remember Southern Playlist at Cadillac Music, Outkast's first album, you briefly heard this song being played at the beginning of Funky Ride. Dope song, super dope song, super dope group, super dope time, and we had a great time. We had a great time. Even through all the nonsense, it was a great time. So without further ado, I'm going to play this, and then we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Let's go.
Not too fast and not too slow. Pump that phone, come on, let's go, let's go.
right, all right, all right. Yeah. 95 South, hunt with it, man. This is a big mic drop. Look, I know a lot of people are going to have a lot of negative things to say about this Freaknik situation. A lot of people are going to be shamed. But I think we should take a moment to recognize and give props to the city of Atlanta and what Atlanta has contributed to our culture as so-called black people in the United States of America, a.k.a. black Americans. I think we owe Atlanta a round of applause because even though it's out of control now, it wasn't originally designed to be the way that it is now. We were a bunch of kids, a bunch of teenagers, coming out of the crack epidemic. And for those who didn't live any substantive time through the crack epidemic, all you can hear is the stories. You'll never be able to understand what it was like to be there. So for us to be able to congregate in Atlanta, Georgia, every spring, one weekend, Friday through Sunday, during Black College Spring Break, and show each other love, eat, listen to music, dance, take pictures with pretty girls, get phone numbers. Oh, my God, I had 70 phone numbers when I got home, 50 at least. Didn't call many of them. Called some of them. Nothing ever came out of it, but we always had the next year to look forward to. I don't think we should waste this opportunity with this documentary of making it an overall negative thing. Even though some people may feel negative about some things that they did, some ways they presented themselves during this time, you can always turn around your image. I'm not the type that's going to pigeonhole somebody into being who you were when you were 19 for the rest of your life or 21 for the rest of your life, right? We all grow. For these ladies who want to file this lawsuit, first of all, I don't think you have a suit because you were in public doing whatever it is you were doing. And you allow somebody to take photos, a video of you. You just got to charge it to the game. It's part of the game. You got to eat that. You got to take that. But whatever you do, don't change the narrative of what it was. I'm not going to allow you to change the narrative. My story is going to be the same. I had a great time at Freaknik. Ran into a bunch of people we had great times with. These are lifelong memories. And most of those memories, 98%, are good memories. 2% of shit I would like to forget about that I witnessed, that I saw. Because I did see the guys bum rushing cars. Bum rushing women, rat packing, what they used to call it, right? I did see that. But nobody was hurt. And nothing ever got out of control because there were always cooler heads to prevail. Now, I challenge my younger generation. Let's see if you could do this. Let's see if you could do this. Get out and socialize and see what's going on with your people. Nationwide, we met people from everywhere, different countries. It was people from Canada, all types of Caribbean islands. People were coming from all over the place for this. And I'm proud to be a part of it. I'm glad I got to witness that part of history. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show tonight. I'm not getting ready to stay on all night. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it gave a different perspective on what Freaknik was. I hope I gave a fair perspective on what Freaknik was. And God knows I hope Freaknik never comes back. I'm going to say that. I hope it never comes back, at least not to Atlanta. Take it and move it somewhere else. And y'all Google foot wash in Alabama. We might do a show on foot wash. I've never been to the foot wash. I might go. I don't know. I have to ask the wife. That's simping though, ain't it? Maybe I'll just take off and go, right? Whatever. Look, it's your boy Big Mike, man. This has been another episode of the Big Mike Drop. I'm about to get out of here, get me some food, and get the hell out of here. I appreciate y'all for joining. And we'll see y'all next go round. It's your boy, Big Mike. Let me get rid of this. And I'm going to sign off. Peace to you. I might sign off and leave y'all with a little music. I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what we got. I'll leave y'all with what we started out with. I'll leave y'all with what we started out with.
Well, that's what I do, up on that extra bitch, I'm not an actor. I'm coming down because I'm big, don't wanna be. I want you to
see my Mike.
So
we out of here.
I got the title to the bone, sprinkle up the gold. I spend the bin in the turtleneck full, cause I don't care. What you saying about me? Well, I'm tired of telling you that I'm a donkey nigga. Stop playing, I'm a dragon from the river, dump his body and chuck y'all, leaving a load around his neck. He's a badass yellow boy. Oh, he wants some. Ain't that cold, y'all? I told you to keep my fucking name out your fucking mouth. You didn't do it, now it's time to take your ass out. I'm a dragon from the river, dump his body and chuck y'all, leave him around his neck.
He's a badass yellow boy.
Oh, he wants some.
Now ain't that cold, y'all?
Mystical. I'm from the three and I don't give a fuck. And I know you thought I would be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the U and the cash money. I get so down and dirty with the 30-30. Because I'm in your neighborhood, plus my nose dirty. I'm in that truck, I'm still up to living bad luck. As I spend up in with seed, it's too late to duck. I'm like Jim Harbaugh, puffing on a hot Marlboro. I'm strictly with that asshole and coming down your fall. Why did I pass what I keep on and leave your seat? I caught the enemy slipping, getting groceries. I wait behind the mailbox like a old drunkard. As Archie Bunker, comfortable, yeah, bitch, you. You see, I walk by, I fight by, I drive by too. I got the hang, I bought it 5 and an 89 too. I'm a dragon from the river, dump his body and chuck y'all, leaving a nose around his neck.
He's a badass yellow boy.
He wants some.
Now ain't that cold?
Use a hoe.
Mystical.
Use a hoe.
Mystical.
You're from the three and I don't give a fuck. And I know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money clown. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. I know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money clown. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Cause I know you thought I wouldn't be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money. Money clown, oh, he wants some. Ain't that cold? You a hoe, you a hoe.
Mystical.
I'm from the three and I don't give a fuck. I know you thought I would be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the youth and the cash money clown. That bitch from the river, see.
Mike Drop.
I appreciate about you, they do. I'm playing the music. The music is a big part of the music. I hear myself. Can you hear me now? This makes y'all call on sin. And they stepped up to protect the system. Even though the system's out there, nope, documentary. I'm about to get out of here, give me some food, get the hell out of here. And there is no possible way and violation of the sexual nature and how that is being called off on our race or our culture as African Americans.
What up? Man, brother, what you got going? You say what?